Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening live at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening live from a cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. that's where you guys can call in, and you can call in and listen live to the show, and you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you'd like to be on the air and give your opinions, comments. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, let's see, there's a bit of news I wanted to get out there. But before that, let's do our weather. Let's see, let's update this. And let's see. Right now, we're looking at 66 degrees and sunshine in the ATL. A low tonight of 63, high today of 86. Going to be our high today. Actually, right now, it just updated. It's 68 degrees and sunshine. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 86, low 64, partly cloudy. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 85, low 53. Friday, cloudy, high 66, low 44. So I don't have the rest of the week of Saturday and Sunday, but I believe it's going to be like Friday. It's going to be in the high 60s during the day, low in the low 40s at night. I think we're going to start to get into our fall weather this weekend. But regardless of that, remember what I always say. No matter how hot, no matter how cold, too bad to get out in the backyard and fire up that grill, right? Do that for me, please. And, you know, I think you'll eat healthier and all that. Now, I do want to do a show one day. Don't know when. I just, you know, coming up with these ideas. But I do want to do a show one day on you know, it's going to be really why organic foods, okay? Why organic foods? Because, well, you guys know what organic foods are, okay? Organic foods are foods that are not filled with pesticides and have, you know, everything injected into them, like all these different steroids and all these chickens have are, you know, full of steroids. And, of course, we love to eat chicken, okay? Everyone does. Love to eat chicken, and the chickens today are filled with steroids, okay? They feed them steroids in order to get them to grow bigger and faster than ever before, okay? So, and there are stores that sell organic, that are completely organic. They sell organic vegetables, organic meats, and all of this, like these Trader Vic's, I think, or Trader Joe's. I think it's Trader Joe's, okay? And there are three of them in the metro Atlanta area that all they sell is organic foods. They're an organic foods grocery store. So you can go there and get your meats and vegetables that you normally buy at the grocery store. Now, it may be a tad bit more expensive. All right, a little bit more expensive. But I believe the cost, as far as money goes, is definitely not as great as the cost of our health. I believe that a lot of these cancers and diseases and people becoming diabetic and all this stuff comes from the food that we eat and the water that we drink. Okay, I know a lot of people drinking bottled water and stuff like that now, which is good. But, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't have bottled water. Okay? We didn't have bottled water. We used tap water, which is the same as the water you put a little ice in your glass and you go to the sink and, hey, turn the cold water on and get you a glass of water and you drink it down. But now, if you some of the water in maybe in your city, in your town, if you put a glass of water, if you got a clear glass of water out of the faucet, you'll see all kinds of things floating in your water. Okay? All kinds of things floating in your water. And I don't believe that that's good for you. I believe that a lot of the cancers and other diseases come out of the water. So, you know, I installed a water filter in our house, and you know, it was expensive, over $700, but it's actually guaranteed to filter the water to an unbelievable rate. Okay, and we've been using it for years, and you can just see the difference. You can taste the difference. You know, some water tastes different, right? People say water is water. Water is not water. Okay, water tastes different in different places. I know you've been to Florida, and in Florida, you know, you go to Florida and, you know, check into your hotel or whatever, and the way it used to be, you get you some water and you be like, man, this water tastes horrible. It doesn't taste like the Georgia water where you come from. And there is a difference. But now we carry water, you know, we go to the grocery store and buy water by the cases. We pay for water now. Well, we used to, again, just get it straight out of the faucet. So that's, I do want to do a show one day on organic foods. I'm trying to push my family that away. And, you know, really I don't have to push them. I just have to go and buy those organic groceries, right? And, hey, if you're hungry, you'll eat, the way I see it. So that's what I'm going to start doing with my family. We're going to start pushing that away and see if that, you know, cleanse the body more. Because, you know, America has gotten away from the everyday person like you and me having a garden in their yard. And, you know, chickens in the back and a couple of hogs and a big old, you know, cow, right? And a big cow, a few big cows, okay? And that's how people used to feed their families. They had, you know, and you can go to these little farm auctions and you can buy hogs and chickens and cows. If you have somewhere to keep them and keep them fed and watered, hey, and don't feed them a lot of bull, right? Don't feed them a lot of bull. I got it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, guys, I'm ready to get going. And here we go. Now, today's episode is entitled, You have spent $60,000 on a degree and not using it. Why? Okay, so what we're going to discuss is the thousands and thousands of people who have spent lots of money on a degree from a college and not even using it in the field that it was received. And that's something that I want to talk about because, you know, a lot of people, they are braggadocious about, I have a degree from, I went to Clark Atlanta University. I went to one of the HBCUs, and I have a degree in political science. Well, why aren't you using your degree in political science? Why are you working at FedEx? Okay? Why are you working with ordinary people that you look down on? Some people have degrees and they look down on other people who don't have a degree. But they're working right there side by side making the same amount of money. But that other person, I think, is a little bit smarter because they hadn't dropped $60,000 on a piece of paper that's not being used. That's probably not even hanging on their wall on display. Probably sitting in some folder or something tucked away somewhere that you might not even know where it is. It's amazing how people start to get different thinking. Okay? Different thinking about, yeah, a four-year degree is an accomplishment. Lots of people don't do that. But lots of people do that. And most people are not using that degree to their advantage. You were supposed to go through college and use that degree to start a career in whatever field you got that degree in, because that's what you wanted to do. But a lot of people, for a lot of people, okay, that wasn't the way through. For me, I went to college out of high school, but I felt like college was not for me because, you know, while I was in college, I was doing things, but I was coming home on the weekends and making money. This was in the early 80s, 83, 84, 85, and I was coming home on the weekends making money working and going back to school on Sunday. And then I'd say, you know, I was telling my mom, I was like, man, I got to go through 4 years of this. And then to end up and probably not even get a job in what I'm studying for. I, you know, thought right then that, man, I need to get out here. I need to find me a good job and go to work. Start making money. Find me a place to stay. Get me a good woman. Try to start a family. That was my thing. While these guys were off in college, I was at home. I was working for a real estate law firm, making great money. And then once some of my classmates got out of school or graduated from college, so to speak, they went out and they got jobs, but their jobs weren't making as much money as I was. I was making more money at the law firm than they were after paying thousands of dollars for a degree out of college. I had a place of my own. And once my girlfriend finished college, we got a place together, or she moved into the place with me. And we started living. A year later, we got married, and hey, the rest is history, right? She went through school. She got a four-year degree. She got a college degree. But she's working in that field. She put her degree to work. And actually, I sent her back to college to get her master's degree, and she got that. Spent a lot of money to do that, but she's working within that field. She owns her own business within that field. That's what it's about. It isn't about running through college and getting your degree and coming out and saying, oh, I got a degree. I went 4 years in college. It's really not 4 years anymore. I went 5 years in college. I spent $75,000 in student loans. Now I got to pay those back, and now I got to find me a job. And you find your job, you want to find your job, because other people out here who may not have gone to a four-year college, may have gone to a two-year college, gotten a certification in residential heating and air, and they're out here making great money. And you've gone through 4 years or 5 years of college, spent $60,000 on a piece of paper, and you're working some five and dime job. If you have a degree in something, business, whatever, get out there and find your job within that field. Use that degree. That investment that you made as far as that money is what you need to get back. You need to use that job within that degree to pay them student loans back. Now, I went back to college. Actually, I went to an art school for 2 years. I did it at night after work. Got an associate's degree in digital filmmaking and editing. Now, I really like that. I really like the editing part. And I'm not working within my field, but I didn't spend $60,000 on the degree. But I've done work for people. I've did weddings and different things like that to make money. I didn't have a $60,000 college degree, a college student loan. My loan was only $8,000 in 2 years. And I've paid it back. And now I'm working in a job with some people who have these 4-year degrees and these huge student loans. And we're working side by side making the same money. And I'm not kicking those people. I'm not at all. All I'm saying is don't throw that in someone else's face who didn't get a college degree, where you're sitting there working side by side with them. What makes you better than him or her? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And even if you did get your degree and you did, well, you are working in a field within that degree, that still doesn't make you any bit better than the other person who didn't. Stop, because somebody was throwing that in someone else's face, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to say something about it. Like, man, you got a degree from a 4-year college where it took you 5 years to get it. Now you're $70,000 in debt in student loans that you can't pay. That you can't pay, and the student loan people are after you because you're not paying it. But you're working right side by side by this person who doesn't have a $75,000 student loan and making the same amount of money as you are. What kind of stupidity is that? Man, I hope they listening to the show. Because that pissed me off. You're no better than the person working next to you, brother. Actually, I think you're a lot worse off than that person working next to you. You know, if I were you, I wouldn't be throwing that in somebody's face. I wouldn't be throwing that up. I'd feel stupid. I'd feel stupid. And I think I made that person feel stupid, but I, you know, hey, it is what it is. I don't want to make anyone feel stupid, but I want to help people understand. You're no better than no one else. You can't put someone else down just because they didn't get a degree from college. Man, there's so many people who don't get degrees from college. And the president, Obama, has been putting more money into these trade schools and offering these trade schools government money because he thinks that trade school is bigger than these universities. You go to trade school, learn heating and air, plumbing, electrician, whatever. And you come out, you certified certified electrician. Man, you're making $50, $60 an hour as an electrician. Tell me who you know that has a $75,000 student loan, have a degree from a college, and making $60 an hour. $50 an hour. Who does? And that's all I'm saying. You know, I know a guy that we've been dealing with for a very long time. He went and got his certification in heating and air. Started out just him by himself, doing residential work. We started using him for all our stuff. See, heating and air is awesome because it's you're needed year round. You need it in the summertime for air. you need it in the wintertime for heat. And then sometimes you need it in the fall or in the springtime because somebody's air isn't working and you have to go in and replace that outside unit. So he went from starting his own business, being himself, by himself, he's running everything, to now he got several trucks on the road. And he isn't out there in one of those trucks. And he doesn't have a 4-year degree or 5-year degree from some university. That's the deal, my friends. That's what I'm trying to say. And like I said, you know, I was listening to someone talk to someone else about having a degree and all this stuff. Man, you got a degree, not even using it. You got a $60,000 student loan for that degree. And you're working side by side by this person who doesn't have a degree, making the same amount of money. You trying to put them down? Come on, be for real. Please be for real. Now, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. I'm sorry for kind of getting on a sort of a rampage there. But really, that, you know, that pissed me off at work. And I had to talk about it. So, join me tomorrow. I think that we're going to be doing the 10 o'clock show over the next several weeks. I only did a 10:30 show today, believe it or not, to get me a few more minutes of sleep. I was so on edge that I needed some sleep. So tomorrow, rest of the week, and rest of the following weeks, we're going to be doing the show at 10 a.m. in the morning. All right? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves, and have a great day. This Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care.
That's me.
Rollin' with your nigga Nate D. You know these niggas straight bang, big Jady. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty chitty bang bang, Don Chitty.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling
right
in my broom. I stay sweet. Ain't nobody ballin' like me.
It goes mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies as wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tide. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6th moonwalking shit. I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down 5. I've already down 5. Only around my block on the weekend. All we do is chase bad. All we do is take chase bad. Home. Pass me the weed in the crime. If you stop, then I just say no. Then I just say no.
No.
3 girls a day, that's my limit. I'm ballin' out of control.
Whether you like me or not, whenever I dream. drop. You know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks. I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a size C tit.
See that?
See, it's like this. I don't mind waving at you kids, but I can't manage to raise my wrist. Jewels so heavy, y'all fools ain't ready. My 22 shop the streets into confetti. Move like Andretti, redlining. Whatever city I'm in, I'm headlining. At 5 a.m., I'm still looking for more. Still getting crunk, still letting it flow. Ball out of Chris, now I'm drinking more. Stomach upset, I feel like I'm about to let it go.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Got my pedal to the floor. Like me.